ACCA Podcasts. Recommended approach to Section B of the SBR exam. The purpose of this podcast is to give candidates an insight into the thinking of the SBR examining team when setting Section B of the SBR exam. It particularly relates to questions 3 and 4 of the SBR exam and further reflects on the specific skills and qualities that accountants are required to have in the workplace. These skills go beyond technical knowledge and incorporate qualities such as professional scepticism, having insight from numbers, and ensuring that numbers can be trusted. This means that candidates need to engage positively with the material to demonstrate how they have used their judgment in complex reporting scenarios. It is important that the ACCA qualification tests candidates' soft skills, critical thinking, and adaptability, and so it can be seen that the nature of the qualification is changing. This is entirely appropriate because accounting roles in the workplace are also changing in response to new capabilities in data analytics, and accountants have an opportunity to take a more strategic, future-facing role in organizations. Studying the SBR syllabus will enable students to develop the requisite skills. Question 3. This question will be based on a modern business scenario and will require the application of accounting standards to these scenarios. A typical example would be question 3A from the March-June 2018 P2 Corporate Reporting Exam. Here is the description of the question. MedSupply operates in the medical supply industry and has a financial year end of 31st of May 2018. MedSupply sells technology needed to perform highly complex operations. When a hospital purchases equipment from MedSupply, it provides a very specialized piece of instrumentation, which is an integral part of the surgical process, free of charge. The legal ownership of the instruments remains with MedSupply. The instruments are returned to MedSupply if they become faulty or at the end of their useful life, which is normally 1 to 5 years. At this point, MedSupply replaces them with new instruments, but retains the right to be reimbursed if the instruments are not returned. The instruments are nearly always returned at the end of their useful life and disposed of as clinical waste. The directors of MedSupply would like advice on the accounting treatment for the instruments loaned to hospitals. 8 marks are available for this question. The answer required candidates to demonstrate how they used their professional judgment. In these circumstances, reference to the International Accounting Standards Board's conceptual framework for financial reporting is a good starting point. Candidates should have mentioned both substance over form and the definition of an asset, as it is important to determine whether the customer or MedSupply has the right to obtain substantially all of the economic benefits arising from the use of the equipment. Additionally, it is important to determine who has control of the asset and who has the risks and the rewards associated with its ownership. Thus, the initial part of the answer does not require a technical knowledge of the International Financial Reporting Standards. However, it does require the application of some basic conceptual principles. The key word here is application, as marks would not be gained if the candidate simply quoted the conceptual framework without applying the principles to the scenario. The next stage in the use of judgment is the application of any relevant IFRS standards to the scenario. In this case, IFRS 15, Revenue from Contracts with Customers, would be the relevant IFRS standard to use in the allocation of the consideration in the contract. However, candidates would gain few marks, if any, if they simply quoted the 5-step method used in IFRS 15. In addition, candidates should also consider whether any other IFRS standards may be relevant. In this case, the instruments are simply a cost of sale and should be recorded at their acquisition and/or production cost in accordance with International Accounting Standard 2, Inventory. Generally, in questions of this type, there would be one mark allocated per valid point raised by a candidate. In addition, there would be a maximum number of marks, perhaps 1 or 2, allocated to an answer that simply reproduced the rules of IFRS standards or the conceptual framework definitions without any application of these to the scenario. The best approach is to set out the principle and then in the next sentence apply it to the scenario. Candidates should not simply feel that a single IFRS standard is relevant to their answer. In practice, There is seldom a simple solution to an issue, and therefore the scenarios will mirror practice and will require a more complex approach to the solution. There are likely to be two scenarios in question 3. SBR cannot ignore recent digital developments, and so question 3 might be set in the context of a wide range of companies, which might include a traditional manufacturing company or a digital company. In comparison to traditional manufacturing companies, digital companies might be involved in slightly more unusual activities, such as research and development, brands, customer and social relationships, computerized data, software, and human capital. This is not an exhaustive list. For example, digital companies are more likely to handle big data or cryptocurrency, and so be set in scenarios for which there is not an existing IFRS standard to determine the correct accounting treatment. If such a question were asked, then marks would be awarded for the general discussion of the principles in the conceptual framework, and then the application of these principles to the scenario. Marks would not be awarded for an answer such as, "There is not an IFRS which deals with this issue." Due to their more fluid nature, investors are likely to react differently to a digital company that reports financial statement losses as opposed to an industrial company that reports similar losses. Candidates should appreciate the different concerns of stakeholders in different types of companies. Therefore, question 3 may be the question that has the investor focus or may test the current issues. Investor focus questions may not appear in every exam, but where they are tested, candidates should appreciate that investors do not just look at the reported profit and the statement of financial position to guide their investment decisions. They may base their decisions on the basis of the company's business model or its intangibles, some of which may not be on the statement of financial position. These days, companies are providing more non-financial information, including that involving environmental and social issues. Despite developments in technology, the financial statements remain vital for investors in their evaluation of a company, though not their sole source of information. A typical question 3B may be as follows. Question: basic financial statements are comprised of assets, liabilities, revenue, and expenses, as determined in accordance with IFRS standards. IAS 1, Presentation of Financial Statements, provides some flexibility on the presentation of these amounts in the financial statements. Presentation of other amounts, beyond those required by IFRS 1, is a subject for urgent consideration by the International Accounting Standards Board. Required. With reference to what may be presented in the financial statements in accordance with IAS 1, discuss why the provision of additional information might be considered an issue for investors. 6 marks are available. Answer. There is disagreement as to whether IAS 1 is clear that additional information can be presented, and the International Accounting Standards Board has never clearly explained the extent to which additional information could be included in the financial statements. Marks given, 2 marks. The conceptual framework for financial reporting defines assets, liabilities, revenue, and expenses, and that if an item is not one of those, it should not be included in a financial statement. IAS 1 carries forward that principle, but companies currently disclose a significant amount of other information in their financial statements. Marks given, 2 marks. There is nothing in IAS 1 that precludes additional statements, but the commonly held view is that entities could not have additional statements included in the financial statements. IAS 1 permits flexibility in presentation, but this flexibility relates to presentation of amounts that had been determined by applying IFRS standards. Marks given, 2 marks. There is a need to determine what is appropriate to present on the face of the statements and in the notes with respect to additional information that is not currently required by IFRS standards. Marks given, 1 mark. There are concerns with respect to operating income and the inclusion of such a measure, because there is no common definition or agreement as to what should be or should not be included in such a measure. Marks given, 1 mark. As can be seen, this question deals with a current issue, but at the same time has an investor focus. There are several individual points that have been made in this answer, and in the marking of the script, the candidate would gain a mark for each point raised. In total, there are 8 marks gained here, but because the question is a 6-mark question, then this will be the maximum mark awarded. Question 4. Question 4 can contain any element of the syllabus, but is likely to be scenario-based and mainly focused on current issues, investor issues, and/or interpretation. Interpretation in the context of question 4 is not simply the calculation of a standard set of ratios and comments thereon, but will consider the impact that transactions will have on key performance indicators, which may be based on non-standard measures. Candidates will be asked not only to calculate the impact, but will also be asked to discuss the impact on the view taken by investors. Additionally, candidates may be asked to discuss the meaning of specific key performance indicators before and after adjustment for accounting errors or inaccuracies. A good example of the approach is seen in September-December 2017 P2 examination in question 4. Question 4A asked the following. Discuss why the information about the capital of a company is important to investors, setting out the nature of the published information available to investors about a company's capital. Note, your answer should briefly set out the nature of financial capital in integrated reports. This question is typical of this type of question, as it deals with an element of the statement of financial position which is important to investors and links the requirement to integrated reporting, which is also an important part of the syllabus. The question was allocated 8 marks, and so candidates were required to set out 8 valid points to get those marks. It should be noted that SBR candidates should not use bullet points to present their answer. Here is the question again as a reminder. Discuss why the information about the capital of a company is important to investors, setting out the nature of the published information available to investors about a company's capital. Here are the points for the available marks. 1. Essential to assessing the prospects for changes in a company's financial flexibility and value. 2. Essential for assessing the risk profile of an entity. 3. Essential to the assessment of any potential change in an entity's financial standing. 4. Investors have different needs for information about capital. 5. If ROCE is used, investors need to know the nature and quantity of the historical capital employed. 6. IASB has included these disclosures in IAS 1, Presentation of Financial Statements. 7. IFRS standards disclose information which enables users to evaluate the entity's objectives, policies, and processes for managing capital. 8. The objective of financial statements is reached by disclosing both qualitative and quantitative data. 9. IFRS practice statement, management commentary, suggests that management should include forward-looking information. 10. Alternatively, an investor may find details of the entity's capital structure where the entity is involved in a transaction. 11. Discussion of financial capital, manufactured capital, intellectual capital, human capital, social and relationship capital, and natural capital. Thus, the answer is not based around a textbook, but based upon wider reading and a broad understanding of investor needs. This wider reading is essential for success in the SBR exam. Additionally, candidates can gain more than 1 mark per point if they expand and discuss a point more fully. Any additional points raised by candidates that are valid, but not necessarily in the suggested solution, would have gained credit. It is obvious from this discussion that there is a minimum level of content required to pass the SBR paper exam, and so 1 or 2 bullet points will not be sufficient. Part C of the question required the following. Discuss whether the accounting treatment of the above transactions is acceptable under international financial reporting standards, including any adjustment which is required to the capitalization table and the return on capital employed ratios. 9 marks are available. The answer required candidates to discuss why various accounting treatments were unacceptable under IFRS standards, to discuss the correct accounting treatment, and finally discuss the impact upon the accounting ratios. As previously stated, the ratios set out in the question may be non-standard ratios which the entity may use to assess its own performance, but the question will be very clear about how these ratios have been calculated. As a result of the adjustments to the financial statements, the gearing ratio was lower because of a reduction in liabilities, but ROCE stayed the same. Candidates were required to adjust the capitalization table for changes in an entity's capital due to misclassifications and errors under IFRS 2. Candidates seemed to find the adjustment of the capitalization table quite difficult, even though they appeared to understand the nature of the errors. As previously stated, the impact of accounting errors on key information will be examined regularly in the SBR exam. In this question, over half of the marks were allocated to a discussion of the correct accounting treatment and the balance to the adjustment of the table and the impact on the ratios. Thus, candidates would not pass the question if they simply focused on the calculations or merely discussed the correct accounting treatment. An important element of the SBR exam is that there are no optional questions, and therefore candidates must attempt all parts of all questions. The purpose of this podcast was to demonstrate to candidates how their knowledge of the principles in the conceptual framework and IFRS standards should be applied to question scenarios, as this is the skill that will attract marks in the SBR exam. Having listened to this podcast, candidates should now attempt to answer the following exam questions under exam conditions. Question 3A from the March-June 2018 P2 Corporate Reporting Exam and Question 4 from the September-December 2017 P2 Exam. Think about the advice given here and try to apply your knowledge in the way suggested. Compare your answer to the suggested solutions provided and, from a marker's perspective, think about where the marks might be awarded. Use this strategy when you practice past exam questions, and you will see how your answers develop more depth and provide useful and robust advice that is based on widely accepted accounting principles.